Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. US equity futures are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures up 0.7% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are mostly unchanged, although Japanese government bonds experienced another leg higher overnight, with a 10-year benchmark at 0.47%. The dollar is flat to slightly higher versus the major crosses. Oil is up. Gold is flat. Industrial metals are mixed. The Bank of Japan's surprise decision to widen its yield curve control tolerance band continues to reverberate. Takeaways note that the tweak raises the probability of further adjustments, including potentially scrapping the negative rate policy and further softening or even abandoning the yield curve control. The Japanese yen has stabilized, but yields are still moving up across other bond markets. The moves have been exacerbated by low liquidity heading into the holiday period, while equity markets are getting some help from oversold conditions. In other news, China reopening optimism continues to give way to concerns over surging infections and deaths, with pressure on medical resources and hospitals, and fears of the virus limiting mobility, despite the lifting of restrictions. This is also heightening risks to the near-term China growth outlook. However, the bullish narrative is still predicated on growth momentum picking up in the second half, aided by a full reopening, a growth-friendly policy, and the rollout of measures to boost the property market. Elsewhere, the market continues to digest the implications of the European gas price plan, and the latest data shows the global slowdown and downturn in chip demand is exerting more downward pressure on Asian trade. On the data front, the early attention in Europe is on German GfK consumer confidence. UK business confidence has also made its strongest rebound since April 2021. Overnight, South Korean exports fell again in December, coming on the back of Taiwan export orders plunging by the most since the global financial crisis in November, and New Zealand consumer confidence hit a fresh record low. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, current account balance, existing home sales, consumer confidence, and crude inventories, while CPI is due to be released out of Canada. In corporate news, The Wall Street Journal reported that the NFL is in advanced talks to give Google's YouTube exclusive rights to the NFL Sunday Ticket. Subsequently, the New York Times reported that Google is offering $2.5 billion per year for the rights. The Wall Street Journal reported that activist investor Land and Buildings holds a 3% stake in Six Flags Entertainment and is pushing the company to sell or spin off its real estate. And American Equity has rejected a $45 per share cash unsolicited acquisition proposal from Prosperity Group and Elliott Investment Management. Asian equities ended mixed on Wednesday in a quiet session. Greater China markets traded near the flat line for most of the day, as Hong Kong gained a little and mainland benchmarks remained below water. Japan closed at a two-month low, while Australia had a strong day as coal and oil exporters gained on positive talk coming from Beijing on trade. In regional news, South Korea's finance ministry has lowered its 2023 GDP growth forecast for the second time in successive months. And China's COVID surge is causing increasing alarm, with the US saying that it could hurt the global economy if it isn't brought under control quickly. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, there are further signs of improvement in German confidence data, with the widely followed GfK indicator up for the third successive month. A Bloomberg survey of economists showed that UK house prices are expected to fall at least 10% next year, as higher interest rates and an economic downturn weigh on activity. And EU delivery companies are higher in early trade on the read-across after FedEx reported second-quarter earnings that beat analyst estimates, lifted by price increases and cost cuts that helped make up for a decline in package volume. FedEx shares were up more than 4% in after-hours trade yesterday. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.